Kia ora, I'm Rachel Rakina.
Kia ora, I'm Simon Kahn.
The name of this artwork is Te Aika, and Te Maere Tau named it, and named it after the whare that inspired it, and also the whānau and the people. And Te Aika is a ngaitahu form of Te Ahika. Ahika literally means that the fires are burning, but it's metaphorically a Māori concept that refers to the home people who keep the fires burning and who have occupied the area for generations. That is the concept of ahika.
Yeah. And the brief was to design a ngutu or an archway or wahoroa that was iconic and functioned as a symbol of, I suppose, mana within the city.
One of the aspirations was that it would be immediately recognisable and associated with the city. And another aspiration that was clear for mana whenua, Ngaitu Ahuriri, was that it represent their mana and their position. And then it also has to perform all those functional aspects of being a ngutu or a waharoa or a gateway. And amongst that, there's knowing about the history of the site, about our whakapapa, in terms of how that site's been used in the past. There are many overlapping themes that got woven into this, but the notion of welcoming people is inherent. So we were thinking about the overlapping voices of karanga and that it represent that even when the karanga is not being performed. So at the apex of this, it's got four layers, so they interweave. And so that was kind of a reference to the calls and trying to capture that kind of fluidity or the sound.
Mm. I suppose there's three main inspirations that cross over each other for the form. One is the apex of the Te Aika whare that we were shown, a historical image from Kaiapoi. And that was very distinctive, not just of that area, but of some other southern whare. So we wanted to acknowledge that and take inspiration from that. Then another one is it also represents a korowai or a feather cloak. So up there we've got the apex at the top where it loops around, symbolising the Te Aika whare. And as you come down through on the covering of the sculpture are these panels. So it's sort of this flow of the feathers as the panels go up and through, I suppose, the facade of the sculpture. And there's notches in there as well, sort of symbolising the feathers of the kōtuku. So I suppose it's to give it a more ephemeral feel to the sculpture, even though it's a large scale work, but that ephemerality or the idea about it being able to take flight is also one that was a consideration in the design of the panels themselves.
And then also the kākahu, we had always been thinking in terms of birds because, of course, it's a convention centre, so people will gather there from all over the world. But that kind of transformed into really thinking about this as a kōtuku. So a kōtuku is a symbol of hope. It's an omen of good things. And we thought that was really appropriate looking forward. So the part where you walk underneath, basically it's made with cladding. And so that's to kind of evoke the look of the inside of a kākahu. And then the outside is where the feathers would be.
I like to think it's, an inclusive artwork. I suppose there's that idea around the ahua or the wairua of this form that we've created, that people can take ownership of it and sort of be proud of it as something that we've provided for the city. Making this work wasn't for ourselves, it was for a much bigger cause. It's for our iwi, it was for the hapu, and also for people of Christchurch. So I think that approach is something that we hope is reflected in the work. It was a collective mātauranga that drew us to this conclusion.
I hope it's uplifting, that it feels uplifting to encounter it, and that it is seen to represent Mana Whenua and to be a constant reminder that Ngaitu Ahuriri are present and are welcoming and hold mana of the area and take their manaakitanga really seriously in terms of being there for every visitor.